Our Paul, you're next.
Yeah, that might be a better idea. If you, again, if you look at the spreadsheet online that Brian has thrown up, you can very conveniently see, as I pointed out, it's a decreasing, it's a monotonic sequence down in terms of what stations are getting. With WBAI, I can tell you that it is lowering. If you look at what BAI was projecting, you know, in FY 11 and 12, it was much higher daily revenue. The projections haven't gone down that much, but we're only getting maybe two-thirds of the projection at this point. So I think it is problematical to look at how we're going to do this. And I will reiterate that we need the accounting to be better on this at the station. I know that the listener support income, that information exists. It's just not broken out at BAI. And to do a five-year average, you're starting to go after, and even with an 8% for BAI, you're going after something that happened in 2011 when WBAI's revenue there was significantly higher than it is now. Not double, but, you know, quite a bit different, between 2.7 and 1.9. That's quite a lot. And so I think I'm not keen on this particular motion. I think maybe Barbara's idea, I think this needs to be tweaked more. I think we need to do more work on this motion, and maybe a more complicated motion would be necessary. The five-year average I don't think is good. Maybe a two-year average or something like that. That's all.
Okay. Point of information.
And that takes us to time. What's your question, Serene?
What's the percentage that we're using for PRA?
That would be a separate motion. It's a separate agenda item. We take that up when we take up their budget.
Okay. My question is what's the percentage we're using at present, if anyone knows?
I believe it's 2% of the same average.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
Okay. We will now go to a vote on the motion. Does everybody have it? Anyone want a dramatic reading?
Actually, I haven't received the motion.
Our Paul, you want to give a reading of what's going into the minutes if it's approved?
Okay. What I have is, to meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income in fiscal year 2017, central services shall be a fixed monthly cost set at 15% of the prior 5 years, 2011 to 2015, average annual listener support. For WBAI, central services shall be set at 8% of that average.
Is there an objection to this motion?
I think I have to object to that.
Okay. You also have to call the roll then.
Okay. All right. On the motion, Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
No.
Fred Blair.
I'm going to pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
Pass.
Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Ryan Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Fred Blair.
I'm going to abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
I vote yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Okay, it's 6-4, 2 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, and I will put this on the PNB's docket. There's no guarantee when we will get to it. So I want to suggest to those of you who had concerns that if you want to think through changes to the formula that might address those concerns, we can agendize them at our next meeting and might be able to get that to the PNB before it takes them up. But it is helpful when you have a concrete alternative before you. Moving on, the next item we had was FCA income, and this would impact might impact the central services funding as well. Serene, that was your item. Would you mind holding that until after we finish the KPFA discussion so we don't keep KPFA's business manager on the phone longer than she needs to be?
And how long is that going to be?
It's budgeted at 20 minutes.
Sure.
It's budgeted at 20 minutes. There's 40 minutes remaining in the meeting.
Yes, I said sure.
Okay. Any objection to taking up KPFA out of order? Okay, hearing none. That's what we'll do. You all received a copy of KPFA's budget yesterday. It was approved by KPFA's business manager. I'm going to pull it up.
And the LSB.
Excuse me, by the LSB. I assume it was approved by the business manager. The overall spending cut of $205,000 below the projected level for this year. And the revenues have been cut basically by shrinking expectations for bequests, which did not work out in this year. And the other major change was to the projected fulfillment on pledges, which was adjusted down to 86.25%, which is based on our most recent history. And it leaves very little on the bottom line, $21,000. So, Maria, take a few minutes to present the takeaways from the budget, and then we'll take questions from the committee.
Okay, well, I'm here. So, let's see. As Brian said, I have lowered our expectations on our revenue based on actual that we have had year to date and in actually previous year as well. Specifically on our major donors, line 11 and line 12, which is major donor and minor donor, as I call it. Without a development director, I have no way of forecasting who and when and what we're going to be receiving. So in previous years, we had received money unsolicited, and it just but unfortunately, it didn't come to fruition this time. So I reduced our expectations for fiscal year 17. But back to listener support, there's three documents that I believe Brian, I don't know if Brian, if you distributed all the PDF and the Excel spreadsheet, but the Fund Drive pledges spreadsheet is where I anticipate the number of the approximate dates and the number of dates for our Fund Drive, and that's what generates our listener support revenue, amongst other things, but primarily our listener support. So there's a page, and if everybody's on it or I don't know, but the Fund Drive pledges, I anticipate 78 days of fundraising this coming year, where we had 77 this previous year. So again, all of the anticipated or what I call accomplished goals, are the percentages are based on actual history. So as an example, in December of last year, we actually accomplished 102.5% of our goal. So I'm thinking that hopefully we will carry that on into fiscal year 17. So all of the accomplished percentages are according to history. All of our fulfillment is according to history. So I feel very confident that the numbers for our fund drives are correct. The other item that goes into listener support at KPFA are mailings and renewals. And that, again, is based on historical, and I get the numbers from our MEMSIS database manager for our renewals and, you know, the approximate numbers of and percentages that we have received in the past from our mailings. Website income, corporate match, such as also donors, car donations, again, all based on history. Community special events based on history. Our person who handles our community events, he does not know which authors are going to be coming to the Bay Area, you know, 6 months from now, let alone 18 months from now. So I again, budgeted on history there. Our crafts fair income, we no longer employ the coordinator of the crafts fair, and however, we do support her in the fact that, you know, we do all of the promos and everything on the station. From that, we get the door sales for December and for June. So those, again, based on history, as is miscellaneous income, all based on his proven historical revenue. At this point, I don't know if there's any question on revenue before I move on to expenses.
You know what? People are going to have questions on both, so why don't you do a quick summary on expenses, and then we'll open up the stack.
Okay. Personnel costs, well, of course, on page 1, line 28, that's the summary of all of the expenses. Personnel costs, which is detailed on line 48, is based on management decisions of having to do cuts in, actually, right now we need to do some cuts, and they would be carried over into fiscal year 17. And, of course, taxes go along with that. Of course, you know, any cuts that we would be doing today, everybody gets a seniority bump annually, so that's already taken into account. As is with the health benefits, even though there are some cuts, personnel cuts, the health benefits would go down. However, I have budgeted a 5% increase on health benefits. We don't know that until November or December of, you know, coming up. So I can only guesstimate. Unfortunately, that's all any of us can do because we have no idea what's going to happen. So those are based on management decisions and anticipated increases, either by seniority increases or by health benefit increases. If you go down to board expenses, board election, we're still would be obviously paying for the current election coming into fiscal year 17. Local board expenses are just, they are what they are. Telephone, line 73, 74, 75, that's a continuous job of mine and one of our IT people that we're always trying to get telephone expenses down. I'm pretty confident that we can get that down, but it takes some research from our IT department, but I continue to push for that. Let's see. Most of the other expenses are all based on historical and or such as bank charges are based on my listener support forecasting because, of course, there's a correlation between anything that has to do with bank charges and credit card charges that all have to correlate with how much money we expect to come in and how much the banks are going to be charging us. Let's see. Rent and lease equipment, we just renegotiated another five-year contract. That is the complete cost for two big copier printers and three HP printers, all service and toner all inclusive, which is extremely cheap by comparison to what we've had before.
But, sorry, Maria, I'm going to jump in. I don't think we have time to go line by line.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Why don't you just do them in summary and we'll take questions?
Okay. Well, and then with programming expenses, line 105, we did take away Reuters and left just AP. Again, all is based on history and the needs of the station. Development expenses, same thing, either based on listener support and or renewals and mailings, based on history, same as premiums, based on listener support. Community events, based on history, and craftsware expense, because that's no longer part of KPFA's personnel cost or anything. There is no expense there at, well, very little, because we pay for musicians and that's it. That's pretty much it in a big nutshell.
Okay, the only other takeaway I want to call people's attention to is the cash flow tab.
Yeah.
KPFA is starting the year in a situation where it's holding a large number of bills and it's hitting its low point at the end of November on this. At the beginning of November on this, showing a negative balance of $147,000. That'll be bills the station's not paying till it has more cash in hand. The cash situation does get less precarious over the course of the year. Now we'll take a stack on questions. And you do have to unmute yourself to put yourself on stack.
I'm Serene with a question.
I've got Serene. Who else? Okay, start us off, Serene.
Okay, can you just take a minute and explain this craft fair arrangement again?
Sure. So the craft fair coordinator used to be an employee of KPFA's for many years. We paid for her salary and all of the salary of all of the people on the craft fair staff. She went independent, which has saved us lots of salaries and taxes and so on. And because she loves KPFA so much, she has given us whatever we make at the door comes to KPFA and with a minimal cost. Of what, $600 a year or so.
Oh, thank you.
Other questions?
Our Paul.
Got our Paul. Who else? Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, so your bottom line, you're expecting to come out at the end of FY17 with 224 in the black, right?
No, it was only 20,000 in the black.
Okay,
it's line 40, line 46, column O, 20,572.
Okay, some of these are coming in. Not showing up well in my spreadsheet, but okay. But if I put it over there, it comes out 25. So you're looking at 20,572 as your eventual what you come out the other end of FY17 in. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You sure?
Yeah, I think. You know, on that, our Paul, what I would say is KPFA fairly frequently gets large bequests, but not predictably. For the current year's budget, we made the mistake of counting on about 200,000 in bequests, 150 of which did not materialize. So we're flipping the assumptions around for this budget, assuming the money won't come in. If it does, it's gravy on top of this budget. Other people for stack?
Just Sam.
Sam? Who else? Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, it's just an open question, actually. Nothing again. Say nothing for Maria, because what I am experiencing and what is happening is that the stations are going through the cash shortfall, significant cash shortfall, and what should be the priority of payments? That is a struggle that stations are having, and we don't have any good answers. And unfortunately, we don't have any guidance either from the national office or from the Pacifica National Board to guide them through this process. So sometime if we can consider that and if we can kind of deliberate on that and formulate that policy, that will be very helpful. Because otherwise it becomes subjective and a lot of questions can be asked.
Folks, the budget's been approved. I've got Adriana. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. First of all, call my attention that you are putting one extra day of Fun Drive, but you are projecting less listener support that this year. Right? What you project this year. That is one of the things that caught my attention, but let me go a little further. In line, this line, personal cost, 929, you have 1,796,167. But when you go to the salary tab, I see that it's 1,845,000, almost $59,000 difference. I'm making all the questions together. Line 82, insurance. You go from, it's 400% what you have, or 300% what you have, 400%. From the projected 2016. Is there any reason for that? And line 84, a conference and training 2, you have almost 500% increase from what is projected from last year. And the last one, in the health benefit tab, I don't understand why are the names of KPFT employees there. Those are my questions.
The name for KPFT employees, just real quick, I can answer that. I saw that too. That has nothing to do, that the template came to me this way, but detailed is only KPFA employees. But you can see I blanked them out for privacy purposes.
Okay, let's go through those one at a time. So, Adriana, I think the listener support, it's a very small difference that you're looking at. It's a question of timing. So the fall fund drive at KPFA spans fiscal years. Part of it falls in fiscal 2016 and part of it falls in fiscal 2017. And collections usually happen in the succeeding fiscal year. So you're just going to see some noise around that based on the formulas in the template. Which year days of fundraising are recorded in and which years the income show up in. So are not a perfect one-to-one match. Maria, the question was on the salaries line in the budget matching the salaries total in the tab.
Yeah, I ran to get my laptop that was in the other room, so I'm looking at that right now. While I'm looking at that, I'll answer the question of insurance. Adriana, we used to pay for insurance, our earthquake insurance on an annual basis, and to make it a little bit more palatable, you know, money-wise, we now have gone to paying it on a monthly basis. So that's why you now see monthly on that. And then in terms of and part of this, we started that in part of fiscal year. So what we had budgeted previously was based on one lump sum payment. However, now we continue to do it on a monthly basis. I'm sorry, I missed the other question. I forgot what she asked about after insurance.
Conferences and training.
Go ahead, because I'm looking at the other payroll.
Yeah. Adriana, the union contract at KPFA requires that $5,000 per year be set aside for a fund that union members can use for training related to their job. In practice, very few people take the station up on it, but we still have to budget for it. And starting a couple years ago, the local station board asked to adopt the same practice for unpaid staff at KPFA. So a fund of the same amount is set up for them. Very few of them use that fund either. So mostly the money just provides a cushion because it all reverts to KPFA at the end of the year. But that's why the amount we budget is much more than what we've spent.
I'm sorry. The explanation in line 82, insurance expenses, if you have projected, if that cost you 300% or 400% more than you paid last year, I don't understand. Well, for 5,800 to more than 19,000, I think sounds like a huge amount.
It's
only because you pay by the math. I don't know.
No, Adriana, we used to make one annual payment, right? So we'd pay $20,000 at once. So a bunch of fiscal year 2016 had been paid by an annual payment that was made in 2015. Then at the end of that period, we started monthly instead of paying a full year in advance. That's why 2016 looks low. But if you look at 2017 compared to 2015, compared to 2014, you'll see that it's roughly the same annual amount.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And then in terms of salary costs, I'm not quite seeing, Adriana, what you're looking at. October is $106,000. If you look at the salaries tab, let me go back over to salaries, and you look at column T, row 88, it's the same dollar amount, and as is the total on AF 88 is my same total.
I'm sorry, but...
$1,303,000?
I see the total in AG. It said $1,845 and
no, it's AF. That is just an internal formula that I have that it shows me what everything would be based on other figures. But it's the column is AF 88.
Okay.
$1,303,000.
AF
88.
Okay. AF 88 is 1,303.
But right,
if you go to your budget, if you go to the budget, that is 1,007,000.
Oh, no, you're looking
it's
at
row salaries. It's row 50.
Yeah, it's row 50. You're looking at everything all inclusive.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not understanding the difference with a million. The half a million dollars, more than half a million dollars.
Because of taxes and benefits.
AG, I'm talking about the salary.
Oh, that's just an internal, to make it confusing for you. It's just a formula for me to use. But if you look month by month, everything correlates to, pardon me?
Yeah, that I'm sorry, I didn't understand. That's okay. It's what
okay.
is here. That's why I was looking at that, and it says.
Sure. I get that. I understand. Yeah,
okay.
But it's column AF. That AF 88. That's the bottom line for salaries alone.
Doesn't have any meaning more than for you.
I'm sorry. Tell me again.
Doesn't have any other meaning. It's only for you that.
Column AG. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me, the cash flow, I cannot see the cash flow. I don't know what's happened when I'm trying to open the cash flow reconciliation. Because I don't know where it is here. Because I can see only, what you have for next year, but, I see that you have already some part that are debt, the National Office, the Central Service, and PRI. And I don't see... You don't expect that to continue to next year. You think that everything will be paid this year and you can get even.
No. I have payables due on the cash flow tab on column Q, cell Q40. Column Q, row 40, I anticipate $50,000 of payables due after our fall fund drive, and I would anticipate about $50,000 cash balance as of the beginning of the year as well. Of course, you know, that's a month and a half away. That's estimating or figuring what might happen if that's basically pretty much a wash in terms of payables and what I would anticipate the cash balance to be.
Okay, you mean I don't have anything in Q40?
She might be looking at the wrong tab. It's not the one that says reconciliation. It's the one that says FY 2017 cash flow forecast.
Let me see if like that is going to be that. I don't know why it's so strange in my mind here. Let's see.
It appears as the second tab in the spreadsheet I have.
Oh, yes. It's all calculated. That's what, yeah, that's okay. I see it. You put there $50,000.
Okay. Right.
Okay, we're at time. We can do one of two things, hold this over till the next meeting, or if people are satisfied that their questions have been answered, we can take an approval motion right now. Does anyone have strong feelings one way or the other?
I prefer if you, Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
If you don't mind, I prefer to give a hard look to these numbers before feeling comfortable to approve it. If we
Certainly.
Can hold it to the next meeting, any other questions, I can.
Yes, then I will put motion language on our next agenda. I just ask, and thank you, the more eyeballs look at our budgets, the better. If you have questions, send them in writing so we can get them to Maria and Q. I'm not going to ask them to take time out of another meeting, out of another evening to attend another meeting. So hopefully we can get your questions answered over email in the time before our next meeting. That does it for KPFA budget review, and that does it for you, Maria. Thank you very much for taking
time
away tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. That was less painful than I thought. Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate all the work you put into it.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
So now we are back to Serene, the item that Serene requested regarding subcarrier agreement fees. Take it away, Serene.
Yeah, thanks. I know the secretary had agreed to look it up when I raised it at the last meeting, I think. And I don't know whether there's any success in that regard.
I had something to weigh in.
Hold on, Barbara. That's a question to our Paul.
I know, but I didn't know how you were going to proceed.
I haven't looked this up.
Well, it's a quick answer. So, Sabrine, you put detailed language on our agenda at some point a year ago, and I recall at some point you're pulling it off. I couldn't tell you why, but I think it's all kind of irrelevant to the question of what we do now, because you can certainly introduce it again if you want to.
But if you
want to change the way we handle SCA income, we need to sort that out now because it'll impact all budgets.
Right. You know, this motion is only about 2 years old. So I'm sending...
Can you speak up
what
a little?
I have been able to. I am sending to you all what I have been able to put together. I haven't been able to dig through the minutes to find the last language that we dealt with. But here comes something. Should I read it before I hit send, in case there's a delay?
Sure.
Okay. Be hereby resolved that that's part of the problem. This is so old, it comes out of the LSB, but okay. Be hereby resolved that the National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB that it approve a policy that 99% of the SBA rental fees due as of October 1st, 2016, for the use of any station sideband shall be credited retroactively if necessary to that station's central services account, and 1% to the national office with copies of all existing SBA contracts submitted to the respective general manager and local station board and to the PNB within 14 days of passage of this motion, that an accounting of all SBA-related income and expenses since January 13, 2013, including billing and payment of legal and collection fees and maintenance upgrade costs and any other expenses submitted to the respective general manager and LSB and to the PNB within 45 days of the passage of this motion, and further, that pending and future contracts are to be submitted to the respective LSB and the PNB for advance review and feedback after having been reviewed by our SEC attorney, and are to be signed by both national and local management with adequate and reasonable submission to the LSB and PNB for after that's a little difficult. Okay, so strike everything that came after signed by local and national management, and I'll send that version to you guys now.
Okay, we will await the written language with bated breath. Let us know when you've hit send, and then you can motivate your proposal.
Okay. Okay, gone. Or coming, depending on the perspective.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and motivate so we have time for discussion.
Okay, so the and I know that people call it different things, but whether you call it subcarrier or subsidiary authority, whatever the case is, the fact is that there's money that other entities pay in order to broadcast off of the sideband for many of our frequencies. BAI has two. I don't know what exists at every station. There's no requirement that they be listed, and all I have is what I've been able to come up with on the internet, which, you know, may or may not be accurate. But those monies currently are paid to the national office, and the value, if you will, of that service has changed a lot as, you know, internet radio and other other things have become quite available and cheap, and everybody can have their own radio station. But for what it's worth, these sub-carriers, or the subsidiary carrier authority, these monies that come in from the people who use our size bands go to the national office and are credited to the national office. I think it's fine that it continue going to the national office, because I think it's the kind of thing you want to make sure that everyone is using the same standard in terms of monitoring payments and problems and repairs, etc. However, it is not reasonable to me that stations do not get credit for the monies that their sidebands generate. So if, for example, someone is paying, let's say $100,000 to broadcast off of a sideband of WBAI, that $100,000 a year presumably gets to the national office, but WBAI doesn't get any credit for it. It offsets the cost of operating the national office. If we look at the motion that was just approved in terms of how we deal with the central services, that motion said monies that come from other sources will offset certain national expenses or a certain portion of the national expenses, and the balance comes from the stations in the form of a tithe or a double tithe or whatever the case is from the stations. Everybody gets the benefit of that $100,000 that's coming off of BAI's antenna, because it reduces the total amount that the national office will then require from the station. Since the cost of doing business in New York is high, the station whose antenna is being used and whose rent presumably is being paid should get the credit for those monies. And then let's look at what else, and then after we get credit for that, the national office comes up with their bill, which does not include, quote, our money. And I don't like using those terms. I'm using them because it's easier for people to understand, not because I think you need to think of the stations as being separate from, quote, Pacifica, as I've heard people say. We all are Pacifica. But it's important that the stations that are generating that income get the benefit of that income, because they carry the cost. So I think I've gotten to my point. So basically, I'm saying that the percentage, the income comes off of our central services. The money still goes to national. They don't have to wait for us to send it to them. All the payments go into the national office or national account. But each station gets credit for its central services. Towards its central services to the extent of 99%, and then the cost of maintenance, which are negligible, can be absorbed by the 1% that remains.
Okay, that is the motion and the argument. And there's, yes, sir, Paul?
Yeah, okay, so we need to, it says be, you know, do we want to change the WBAI local station board recommends
to the NFC
recommends? That the NFC recommends to the Pacifica National Board?
Without objection?
Well, I think the maker of the motion was making an amendment as she was talking, but what has been sent through is the original wording, and so we need to reconcile it.
I think it's clear what you're saying. Does anyone object to substituting the words National Finance Committee for WBAI Local Station Board? Okay, hearing none, that's now the motion.
Okay. All right. So that was, I got to write that down then. All right. Okay. So you made that then.
Sure.
Tony for the stack.
Okay.
Sam for the stack.
We'll move into the substance of the motion. I looked over the current year's numbers shortly before our meeting, So this would take $261,000 in income out of the national office. We would need to find a way to replace that somehow.
A year.
I've got a year. Yeah. I've got Tony. Then I've got
Barbara.
Sam.
Also.
Sam on the stack.
I've got Tony, Sam, and Barbara.
Adriana.
And Adriana. That will probably take us. Well. After Tony, we'll need to talk about extending time. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I would just like to get an assessment of, we know how much money we're talking about, but to get the opinion, when we get motions like this, we really need the opinion not just of the CFO, but the executive director on the impact of such a motion like this on the financial operations as it relates to central services and the total amount. I know there are a number of motions similar to this nature that come out of the board, but I really would like an assessment from our administrative people, CFO and the executive director, on the impact of these type of motions. And I would like to see that from those two officers before I could make a decision on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Sam, since you're next, why don't you go before we talk about extending? Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so we just now we have seen the budget for the national office. And there's already a deficit of about 200,000. And on top of that, WBI has not been paying central services. So I don't know how this kind of assumption is being made and how this can be factored into the cash flow, that if theoretically, if this kind of income is taken away, what will be the impact on the national office finances? And I am kind of compelled to keep this on a low key because I really cannot get into the details. I wish I say have a chance to speak and a closed session maybe held soon, and then I can get a little bit more into the consequences of this kind of proposal will bring. And I think before this committee kind of even considers this, probably we should have a closed session to look at the effect. So I'll be brief in this.
Okay. That's time. That's time on this item. It's also time for the meeting. I would like us to be able to wrap this up and also to discuss setting up an additional meeting for budget approval and some of our outstanding issues before our next regular meeting. I'd like to propose 5 more minutes for this item and an additional 10 minutes for the meeting. Does anyone object to that? Okay, hearing none, we're now extended till 4:15. Barb is next. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, when I first became treasurer, I wanted to see the whole chart of accounts. And there was an account in there called SCA Savings. And there was no money in it. I think it's a balance sheet account. And as I explored it, I found out the history of that account from the chief engineer, that this business of having other entities renting our side channels was hard for stations to handle, and at the point that there were lots of changes and the decision was made that the national office would handle the keeping up with the rents, at that point it appears that was when this became income to run the national office. But in fact, the understanding was originally that it was to be something like the motion that Joseph is putting forth, to have a fund for large expenses that the stations could draw on. So now what Serena's proposing is to change this a lot, and I think this needs more discussion. I'm with Tony that there's a lot of impact, and with Sam that we can't settle in a few minutes. There's history here with how these things were established, And although Serene's proposal sounds like she's thought it out a lot and so on, I feel we need to continue the discussion on this item at another meeting.
Adriana, you're next.
Yes. I believe that what we are discussing here is that the national office needed. Nobody discussing any of that. But what we are discussing here is who generate that money. And I think that it's only fair that the station that generate that money be at least part of what their input or the money that they are giving to the national office clearly is the station that generate that. It's not any discussion about it. We discussed last year this, and we were talking about even putting some discussion in the contracts and a bunch of legal situation with this. But clearly, the money, I agree with Serene, the money need to stay in the national office and be received by the national office. Nobody discussing that, but should be account for money that the station is providing. That doesn't make any sense because we are saying you provide the money, but we don't count that because we need it. That is not a good excuse. If it's we need, we have two options. If the national office doesn't have enough money, enough revenue, need to think like all the other units how that will solve it, but not taking something that belongs to the stations. I agree. The money stay with there. Nobody is discussing that the money stay at the national office. The discussion is who will be credit for. And this is totally normal. I feel that it's like saying that any other revenue that the station is generating because it's being needed in other places, don't put that in the account of that station that generate the revenue. That doesn't make any sense. I believe that should be like that. And if that's it. I think that the issue is very clear. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. And we're out of time. And I just want to point out it's both.
I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm sorry. Point of order.
What's your point of order, sorry?
If you're going to get to point stuff out after time expires, I would like to point things out after time expires, too. So either we're...
Okay, fair enough. We'll go straight to a vote on Serene's motion.
I thought I understood your proposal was an adjournment to not deal with it tonight. What did you say? Or was that Barbara? Was that a motion or what?
I extended time on the item for 5 minutes. I extended time on the meeting for an additional 10 minutes. We're out of time on the item, and you cut me off before I could propose a way to resolve it, so we're going to go to a vote. Arpal, please call the roll.
Okay. My question, Brian.
I'm sorry, Serene, you're not recognized. I just called on the secretary. Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay, on the motion that's on the floor, does anybody need it reread?
On the issue.
Serene, please don't interrupt the secretary while he's calling a vote.
All right. Does anybody need the motion reread? If not, Sam Agarwal.
No.
Nick Arena.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Absolutely.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Total is 4-4, 7 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, motion fails. Serena, I was just going to recommend that if you bring it back, you bring it back with the proposed adjustment to central services to offset the cost to the national office. And we
point
can discuss
of order.
Offline. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, I believe that next time maybe we should have a timekeeper, because I believe that when we make the extension, we still have in time. You say that we'll be 15 to the hour, right? And
no,
and
Adriana, I'm chairing the meeting. I said quite clearly 5 additional minutes for the item and 10 minutes beyond
you
that for the meeting.
You cannot talk in the meantime that I'm talking, Brian. That is normally courtesy, common courtesy, right? If I'm expressing something, why you cut me off?
Because I'm the chair of the meeting, Adriana.
Doesn't matter.
It's my job
you
to
need
keep
to
it
wait
moving
to
forward.
My God.
Okay, we have exactly 6 minutes left on the extension. The next item we have up is Joseph Davis's motion regarding the KPFT budget. We don't actually have a KPFT budget yet. Joseph, would it be all right with you if we use that time to discuss the schedule for our next meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone object to that, doing that? Okay. I'm pulling up the KPFTX calendar right now.
I'll count that as a motion by the chair to change the agenda to go right to that. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Arpal. Okay. First of all, the first question is, so that we can resolve central services, we need to have at least a first pass on the archive budget. Sam, have you been in communication with them about producing something for us to review?
No, but I think that they are pretty much in advanced stage. So I can talk to them, and next meeting they should be ready.
Well, the next open date on the calendar is a week from tonight, August 23rd. Can we try to have something in advance of that meeting?
I cannot assure, because I have not talked to them.
Okay. Are any station budgets close to being ready for National Finance Committee review?
Fred, okay, can I ask a question to Fred?
Please.
Yes, Sam.
Fred, you have been exchanging emails back and forth with the KPFK budget. Is that something that you can produce in the next meeting?
I don't think so. We still haven't received the budget from our general manager. So she's sent me an email early today, which I haven't had time to review sufficiently, but some of the issues she thinks are going to be resolved shortly, but we still don't have a budget that... it's been sent to our LSB yet.
The email she said she told you twice to send that budget.
That was a draft budget on 6:30, but there was confidential material in it. And
okay. Short answer is don't count on a budget from KPFK. We don't need to, as a committee, get lost on the details. Joseph, is KPFT making any progress towards having a budget?
We're going to be scheduling the next meeting for the end of this month or beginning of next month, start covering the numbers, so it won't be coming too soon. Certainly late September.
Late September?
Well, mid to late.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a next budget meeting, and then it's got to go before the LSB, which meets on September 14th.
Okay. Well, I recommend you speed up your meeting schedule. Budgets are supposed to get reviewed at local boards in July, and it's got to clear the finance committee before it can get to the national board. September 14th doesn't leave a lot of time for those things. So it looks like at a minimum at next meeting, we can take up and hopefully approve KPFA's budget and look at a revised national office budget with some of the changes that Sam outlined today. And we can hope for a Pacifica Radio Archive budget. So I'd like to propose that we hold our next meeting a week from today on Tuesday, August 23rd, starting at 5:30 Pacific.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Paul?
Yeah, we're required to do 7 days, and so 7 days from now would be at almost 11 o'clock at night Eastern time, and that, so I think it's not a full 7 days that you got in there.
And, Brian, I would like to make a comment. Actually, I will not be ready with the National Office budget.
Okay. Well.
What about the 31st?
Wednesday the 31st? I will not be available. Yeah, I will not be available that night, but that should not keep the committee from meeting if that's more accommodating of people's schedules.
I'm probably not around then.
September 7th is a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Labor Day week. Tuesday the 30th, are there members of this committee that are also on the Elections Committee and would have a conflict?
I have a conflict. Not the Elections Committee, but some of them.
Yeah, I have a conflict.
And I'm on the Elections Committee.
Okay. What about Monday the 29th? It conflicts with the Personnel Committee.
Yeah. I'm on the Personnel Committee.
Yes.
The only alternative would be a weekend meeting.
Or a Friday.
Or that we interpret 7 days to not mean 168 hours, but seven days.
There you go. Do that.
Oh, I think you're... Well, Mr. Chair, my question
yes,
in that
Paul.
Case would be compliance with all these rules we're required to deal with.
Well, we could set the meeting, check with Otis on compliance, and cancel it if it turns out it's not compliant.
Oh, I suppose we could try that. That would require that I enter it right away, but then we...
Mm-hmm.
So you want to risk it that way with the understanding that if he says... That's gone. We have to take it down and cancel it.
Correct. What's your question, Suri?
What if it were a continuation meeting? Would that help with that situation?
Well, that's a good question.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Paul?
If I may, my
you
answer would be
may.
No. It's still a meeting. It's still a meeting, and it still requires the notice.
Yeah, I don't have a hard answer for you, Serene. But
Michael Jenstack.
If it were a continuation meeting, it would also make it impossible for us to take up the PRA budget without a two-thirds vote. Yes, Michael, what's your proposal?
The agenda. I mean,
I would say, why don't we do it as a continuation meeting and schedule the 31st as a backup if it is disallowed for compliance issues. And we can change the agenda then, but we have to. I don't think there'll be any objection to.
Okay, the motion is to continue this meeting to the 23rd, and there's a separate motion to schedule an additional budget review meeting for the 31st. Got that, R. Paul?
Let me get this in here. This is okay. So this is coming from Michael.
We'll take those one at a time.
Is it chair?
So so that would be to adjourn this meeting to the 23rd.
Correct. What's your question, Serene?
So. I just want to be sure. The dates are going to be handled with separate votes. We're dividing that, right? Matt.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
Is there a second?
Yes, sir, Paul?
Yeah. Again, I guess what we'll have to do is check and make sure it is legal to give this short a notice. And
yes.
If we are told no... Then we'll have to click the cancel box.
That is exactly what we will do. If you will ensure this gets posted before midnight Eastern tonight on KPFTX, I will write Otis our compliance officer an email as soon as we're off the call, checking on the legality of that meeting.
Okay.
So are there any objections to the motion to schedule, to adjourn this meeting to Tuesday the 23rd?
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
What is your question, Adriana?
We spoke before about what we will be talking next meeting, but now if it's a continuation meeting, it's a totally different situation. It's a continuation meeting, means that we will follow up what we have in our agenda.
That's correct, unless there is a two-thirds vote to change that agenda.
Exactly. But didn't we talk about what the need for the next meeting was, talking about the...
We talked about a lot of things. The motion is for a continuation meeting. Is there an objection to that motion?
I have a question.
What's your question, Serene?
Which could turn into an So the SBA motion, which ridiculously was voted down, nothing personal intended. I just don't understand how that could happen for 4 years. But that was voted down. If I wanted to be able to take it up again, because I think people just didn't have the time to absorb it well, if I wanted to take it up again on the 23rd, would I need to give some kind of notice now?
If it's a continuation of the same meeting and you want the same motion that's been voted down to be taken up, you need to convince someone who voted against it to vote for reconsideration or renewal, technically called renewal.
Do you
need to get someone to change their mind.
For it?
No, someone who voted against it.
Someone who voted against it.
You need to get someone who voted against it to change their mind.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Point of order?
Okay. What's your point of order, Adriana?
I think that it's something different. One thing is reconsidering. That needs somebody that vote, for the motion or against the motion.
The technical language is renewal.
Call for the orders of the day.
Thank you. You can spend some time with Roberts between the meetings if you want to.
Yeah, that's why I'm referring exactly to that.
Okay. The motion is to hold a continuation meeting a week from tonight. Is there any objection to it?
I do.
You object, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. Arpal, can you please call the roll?
Can I ask a question?
No, you can't. We're calling a vote, Serene, and we're past time on the meeting. Arpal, please call the roll.
Only he can talk.
I'm sorry. Are you saying no, I can't clarify the issue before I vote?
Serene, how many times when you were Secretary of the PNB did you object to people speaking up during a vote? Arpal, please call the roll.
The roll has not begun, and I'm asking you how I may inform my vote. I need some information in order to decide how to vote.
Mr. Chair,
this
is on the motion to adjourn this meeting to August 23rd, right?
Correct.
What am I doing? Am I going now? Are you answering a point or what?
The only information, you can give a reading of the motion, but I'm not going to take any more discussion.
The motion is to adjourn this meeting to August 23rd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
That's ridiculous, Brian.
Orders of the day have been called. Arpal, please call the vote.
Okay, Sam Agarwal.
No.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Arpal Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
I must abstain. I don't have the information I need.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
5-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Tied vote failed. There will be no meeting a week from tonight. The final motion that was pending was to schedule a meeting for the night of the 31st. R. Paul, is there any objection to meeting on the 31st?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
So who made this motion?
Novick.
A point of information, is a regular meeting?
Correct, yes. Regular meeting.
Thank you. Brian, did I hear you say you're not going to be at it?
That's correct.
All right. I should also note there is a significant possibility I can't make that. Just letting people know.
Thank you, R. Paul.
So is this an adjourned meeting, or is this going to be just have
no,
a meeting?
No, this will be a – if it passes, it's a regular meeting on the 31st.
Special meeting.
That's correct. No, you said a special meeting. It's a regular meeting on the 31st.
Okay.
Open agenda.
You want to call it a regular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Are we calling a roll call? Or what am I doing?
Is there any objection to the motion?
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. R. Paul, call the roll, please.
Okay, the motion is to have a regular meeting on August 31st. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
Pass.
Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
I abstain. I lack the information to vote.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Going back. Fred Blair.
I'm going to abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Joseph Davis.
No.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Okay, 5-4, 1 against, 5 abstentions.
Motion carries. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, August 31st, and we are adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for chairing, Brian.